Whether you're in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome to the Financial Wake Up Call podcast. I am Vin Ebenu, putting out the appetizers for you. My man Dave Crossan's got the full entree of financial advice here on the Financial Wake Up Call podcast this week. We're getting into April. We're getting into spring. Financial challenges out there, of course, this year, and some misty waters, if you will. But Dave is going to guide you through that spring financial journey
nice
here
intro,
and give you some
buddy.
Advice.
I love that. Okay.
Sometimes I like to be a little wordsmith or like a Svengali, if you will.
Yes, of course. Well done.
But you know what, Dave? It's time for you to steer the wheel of this financial vehicle.
Okay. Well, thank you as always, Vin. And what I like to do when it comes to different topics that we discuss on the podcast is go into different conversations that I've had either during the week or something that somebody wanted additional clarity on, whatever the situation is. And here's what I came up with. I was doing a talk about different estate planning ideas. Now, again, I'm not an attorney, so this was just general information I was having with a couple clients. And the question came up about, well, David, are there things that happen or different items that people make a mistake with or they should have done, they didn't do, whatever it is? I'm like, you know what? Let's put together a list of common estate planning mistakes because there's plenty of them. And, you know, number one, the question is, well, what is an estate plan? What does it do? Why do people need an estate plan? Well, number one, you want to make sure you have the proper legal documents in place so that when you pass away, it is very clear where your assets go. Now, that could be naming beneficiaries, as we've spoken about before in different accounts, or you have a will or trust that clearly outlines upon my passing, this is where my home goes to these individuals or my car or my bank accounts or whatever the situation is. The other part to it, too, is with estate planning to minimize the taxes. And what do I mean by that? There are certain assets with New Jersey. If let's say I was giving money to a niece, a nephew, a cousin, well, there's inheritance taxes that I wouldn't have if let's say I was giving it to my son or daughter. So there are certain assets that don't have an inheritance tax issue, for example, life insurance. So for a situation like that, I may utilize that as what I'm going to give those individuals that fall into that category of, say, a niece, a nephew, a cousin, and avoid any inheritance taxes. So that's part of the whole plan, is to take a look at the different assets that you're passing on and the impact that will have to the beneficiary. Also, too, would be the IRAs or retirement accounts that has pre-tax money in them. There is going to be taxes upon the distribution of that money for those individuals. And again, if it's not going to my spouse and let's say to my children, they are going to have to take those distributions over a period of time. Well, they could take it right away, but that would be a tax consequence in that year, but can stretch it out over a 10-year period. So again, having that plan set up so that there are named beneficiaries, that they have the ability and the opportunity to do the distribution based on the schedule that makes sense for them. Also, too, there can be estate planning with different trusts to protect assets from creditors, lawsuits, and other potential threats to your assets. The other part to it, too, is when we're dealing with minors, to make sure that if something happens to, say, I'm a parent and something happens that that money needs to go to a minor, that I've named guardians and different individuals that'll step up and handle those assets, not only for let's say custodian accounts that I've maybe set up, but maybe just their care, that if something happens to me, who takes care of my children? Also, too, let's say upon my passing, I want to make sure certain assets go to charities, that I have clear language in my legal documents that has that set up, that if I pass away, this amount of money goes to this charity or that charity, if that's the direction I want to go. So let's get into mistakes, common estate planning mistakes. Number one, Vin, not having a plan. No plan at all.
Not ideal.
A situation where something happens to me. I don't have a will. I don't have clear language of a direction where my assets go because, well, what is that going to do? That's going to create a problem for my beneficiaries. They're going to have to go to court to figure out where these assets go. In other words, if it's not clearly laid out, there is going to be a situation where to settle up these assets, it's going to be court fees, time, and let's say I had a certain direction I wanted it to go. That isn't a breakdown of equally to my children. Maybe I wanted it to go to, like I mentioned before, a niece, a nephew, maybe a friend. If I don't have a will, I don't have a trust that clearly outlines a direction I want my assets to go, that will create a problem. So not having a plan is a big mistake. It happens too frequently. The other thing too, Vin, is not updating your plan. So there may be situations where I have clearly outlined beneficiaries on different accounts, or I have it set up in my will that upon my passing, this is the direction I want certain assets to go. Well, what if there's a situation where somebody has passed away, or for whatever reason, I don't want the money going to that person? Maybe you had a falling out with this person, whatever the situation is, make sure to revisit your plan, and if there needs to be updates, do so accordingly. That could simply be an update of a beneficiary designation or changing the language in your will. The other part to it too that I think is very important with a mistake for any sort of estate planning is naming an individual to say be your executor or trustee and they aren't aware of it, or they're not in a situation that they can handle the task. Maybe they're out of state or they just don't want to take on that responsibility. A mistake would be naming a person that's not up for that challenge or that duty or that task that they would have to do, settling up your estate, any tax filings, whatever the situation is with your estate that they would have to handle. Also too, with, like I mentioned before, with taxes and not having a plan set up to handle certain taxes that the estate may have. A situation may be that you are leaving retirement assets to an individual that they are set up in a way that the beneficiary isn't named directly, so it could go to the estate. That could create a situation where a lump sum distribution is done and create a big tax liability. You want to make sure your plan is set up in a way that, especially with a retirement account, unless there is the need for it to go to a certain type of trust, that there are beneficiaries named as part of your retirement account or any of your 401k, a traditional IRA, whatever the situation is. Also, too, Vin, is failing to plan to say I become incapacitated and I can't handle my affairs. There should be clear language, a power of attorney, a living will that somebody would step up in whatever the situation is to handle that responsibility if I cannot. If it's a situation, Vin, that I become incapacitated for a period of time and I don't have, say, a power of attorney, now my family would have to go and get some sort of guardianship, which is very expensive and is time consuming. So again, simple legal documents in place to handle those types of situation, whether it be for my finances or for my medical care. Other mistakes that are out there is not considering all of the assets. Again, making sure that if there isn't a beneficiary named on an account, that it's clearly in a will or a trust that outlines exactly where this asset goes. If you have a situation in there that you don't have clear language, that could create a problem for the distribution of your assets, or could be a situation where it isn't going the direction you wanted it to go.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Got to make sure. Also, too, as we are finishing up this list, is failing to consider the family dynamics. I give this example a lot to people. Let's say one of my children isn't good with money and I have a spendthrift trust set up that if something happens to me, this individual doesn't get a lump sum. They get payments. well, what if you name one of your other children as the trustee? That could be a situation where there could be a lot of fighting. That may be a situation that you may want to consider having an attorney be in that capacity or a financial institution, because how hard would it be if a trust is set up for one child and the other child is the trustee to make those distributions? That could create a lot of fighting, something to consider before going that direction. And last part I want to bring up, and again, I'm not saying you can't do this, but be careful when you do this, doing the will or the legal documents by yourself, or going to a site where you pay a certain amount, you write up the legal document and just have it notarized. Especially if there's certain aspects of your family that you want to set up, that it's not a clean distribution. There may be situations in there that you have an uneven split, or you want a situation where there's a delay in distributions. If you go with a basic format that you are doing the work yourself, there could be mistakes. Here's another one I see too, Vin. If money is going to, say, a child with special needs and the money goes directly to that child, it could throw off their federal and state benefits. So you want to make sure you're careful with that. I always believe lean on an expert, especially with your estate planning, so that when you have everything set up, at least not only do you have the proper legal documents, but also if you have questions or you have different ideas or a change in strategy, you can lean on an individual to have that conversation and not just take a chance. Vin, there's so much information. We go on and we Google to do one thing for estate planning, and you know, there's so many different thoughts, ideas, that it can become very confusing. And that's where a lot of mistakes can be made. So with that being said, I just wanted to go over these different items. And the last thing I wanted to bring up too is, you know, with not updating your legal documents, what if there is a divorce and you've named a beneficiary outright, an ex-spouse, and you didn't update those documents? Remember, Vin, this is very important. When you have your plan set up, if you've named a beneficiary directly on an account, that could be a beneficiary designation, that could be a joint ownership, but yet your will says something completely differently, or it's a different designation, I should say, excuse me, that can create a problem, because remember, the beneficiary designation is the direction it's going. That's it. So it'll supersede whatever is in the will. So again, you want to make sure, and this is a big mistake when it comes to estate planning, is your beneficiary designations don't go the proper directions, or they go their own way that goes against the direction you wanted with your will. And you want to make sure when you write up your will with your attorney that everything goes the direction you want it to, and just understand if you add a beneficiary designation or you change it, it will supersede whatever language you already have set up in your will. And that's it, Vin, for common estate planning mistakes. There are other ones out there, but I just wanted to mention these because, you know, there are little things can really derail your financial plan. And think of it this way. You spend the money, you sit down with an attorney, you get it set up the right way, but you did something like not updating your beneficiary designations the right way, and it can throw the whole plan off. And we wouldn't want to see that happen, Vin, now would we?
I would think not.
Absolutely not. So again, this was a great topic. I had a nice conversation with some clients regarding estate planning, and then I started thinking, you know what? Let's talk about some mistakes that can happen, and let's try to avoid them.
Well, sure. I mean, yeah. I mean, this, whatever you could do to prepare and get ahead, try to avoid falling into any kind of mistake zone or whatever else,
and just things to consider.
Have the time to think about it,
if you will.
Yeah,
correct.
Figure out what the best path forward is on any number of situations. Dave, if somebody wants to discuss this or any other financial topics, ask you some questions, have a sit down, and talk about you know, what they could do in a particular situation, how can they do that at Shoreline Wealth Management?
I appreciate that, Vin. Let's start with a phone number, 732-902-7880. And of course, you can visit us at shorelinewealth.com or come by one of our offices at Manchester and Manahawkin.
There it is.
There it is.
Take a spring trip. and at Dave's office at Shoreline Wealth Management in Manchester and Manahawkin. Dave, this was another great podcast, and you know what? We're giving people that perfect podcast formula, right? Each week, we've built up a number of Financial Wake Up Call podcasts, and people could take it on the road. They could take it to the beach.
Yes, they can.
And, you know, take it wherever. Got a lot of Financial Wake Up Call podcasts with you, Dave Crossan, and it's been good stuff. Well, go contact Dave Crossan at Shoreline Wealth Management with all your financial questions. We've got another podcast in the cooker for next week. Until then, we'll talk to you soon. The opinions voiced in this podcast are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. This information is not intended to be a substitute for individualized legal advice. Please consult your legal advisor regarding your specific situation.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor, member FINRA, SIPC.
Whether you are in the early stages of investing, getting ready to retire, or planning your estate, you need a financial planner who will guide you on a clear path with honesty and transparency. Shoreline Wealth Management provides clarity through the complexity. Shoreline's system is straightforward. They will understand your financial circumstances, identify goals, analyze current plans, and customize a path to position you to reach your goals. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information today. shorelinewealth.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA. SIPC.
Let's face it, investment concepts and financial planning can be very intimidating and confusing. Shoreline Wealth Management addresses that feeling head on. Their goal is to educate you while offering financial advice without buzzwords and jargon. Shoreline includes you in the process and makes you comfortable every step of the way. Shoreline Wealth Management is your financial anchor. Visit shorelinewealth.com for more information and start your financial journey with comfort and security today. Shoreline Wealth Management with offices in Manchester and Manahawkin. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.